Hello, and welcome to another Apple Viz podcast.
Hello, and welcome, everybody. My name is Anonymous. This podcast, I'm going to talk to you about Votimer. And to spell that and find that in the App Store is one word. That is capital V, Victor, O, just like voiceover, T-I-M-E-R, Votimer. This is a pretty nifty little timer app that just came out this evening on Apple Viz. Thought I'd do a walkthrough of the app itself. Show you some of the things with it. It is an extremely easy app to use. It does use voice recognition as well to use the Votimer. And it's basically designed to do as what it states. It's a timer that counts down from a certain minutes down to a zero and then alerts you when the time is up. However, what makes this different a little bit, not only does it, you're allowed to use your voice, but it was advertised that you can use this hands-free, and you can pretty much do so, which is a pretty neat little app itself. So, further ado, let's go ahead and get this open, and I'll show you Votimer.
8 seconds. Slide to unlock. Votimer. Votimer.
There's Votimer. Okay, and open up Votimer.
Zero seconds.
Okay, the first thing it's going to announce is what's on the timer clock itself right now is set to zero. And basically on this first page, it's a keypad, 1 through 9, and a zero. The keypad on the bottom left hand of the keypad is an all clear button. And then the bottom right of the keypad is okay. All right, and so at the bottom row of the app itself, we have the
selected timer tab, 1 of 2.
The timer tab, which is selected, as I flick to the right to the bottom right-hand corner.
Settings tab, 2 of 2.
Is a settings tab. So, you basically got the layout. So we have, you have to use your finger, kind of go across like the keypad as you would on the iPhone.
1.
You got your 1 there.
2, 3, and 6. 9.
There's a 9, and as I was saying before, below the 9 is the
okay.
Is the okay button. And if you go to the left,
0. All clear.
Is the all clear button. And all I do is just let up and it does the all clear. I'll get to the settings here. At the bottom right-hand corner is the settings.
Settings, tab, 2 of 2.
We'll go into the settings. And the first thing you're going to notice in the
sounds heading
and the settings is the sound settings. There are quite a number of different sounds you can select from. So I'm going to give you kind of a list down of some of these sounds that they have here as they flick to the right.
Action.
Action, that is one of the sounds.
Ambient 1. Arpeggio bass. Cowbells. Selected. Ding.
I have, my example is the ding. I have that selected. So if there's a sound that you do like, you just double tap on that sound. I'll just go ahead and double tap on ding. So that is the ding sound. So if you want to hear it, all you have to do is double tap on the sound to hear it.
Funky synth.
I'm going to keep swiping to the right.
Guitar. Loop. Marimba. Music box. Western.
And that is the last of the sound collection that you can pick from for your alert when the timer goes off. As I flick to the right one more time.
Voice commands. Heading.
We have the voice command heading. And below this is the switch to turn on or off.
Voice commands. Voice commands. Switch button. On.
So set
double tap to toggle setting.
It's set on for now. The first time you do this, it's going to be by default off. And when you double tap this, it'll turn it back on. And it will also give you a little tutorial of what all the commands you can do. And I'll give you those commands. There's only 5 commands that you can implement. And I will do all 5 commands here tonight with the podcast for you. Flick to the right.
Set a timer via voice. Toggle on to see help.
Okay.
Tutorial mode. Heading.
Tutorial mode.
Voiceover tutorial.
And this, you can set this to on or off.
Voiceover tutorial. Switch button. Off.
And it's off.
Double tap to toggle setting.
It's by default on. And I'm going to have it explain what that is.
Provides more voiceover feedback. When on. Each screen has a voiceover introduction.
So it's pretty self-explanatory. It when it's set on, it the verbosity is a lot more intuitive. So it gives you all the examples and how to set this up and everything when you have it for the very first time. But I have it set off because I'll be the verbosity guy for you tonight. And I will tell you all the things you can do with this as I flick to the right.
Credits and copyrights. Heading.
Find out about the credits and copyright about the app itself.
Show credits. I would like to thank my family for the support. Ellipsis.
Very nice.
Timer. Tab. One of two.
And we're back down to the bottom row of the timer, tab, and the settings. So we're going to go back into the timer.
Timer. Tab. One.
Okay. There's two ways to go about and using the timer. You can simply use your fingers to set the timer if you wish. So if I want to set this for 3 minutes, you just use the keypad to find the three.
Three.
And then go down to the OK button.
OK. Timer running.
And then timer is running.
2:55. 2 minutes, 55 seconds remaining.
So anytime if you want to see what the time is, you can just simply touch the screen. Use your elbow, it said. And I did that, by the way. I used my elbow, and I'll do the next example.
2:40. 2 minutes, 40 seconds remaining.
And it tells you the remaining time. Now if I go back to the OK button.
2:35. 2 minutes, 35 seconds remaining. Timer button to cancel the timer.
Okay. What I did is I double tap to pause it.
Tap to resume. 2 minutes, 30 seconds remaining.
Resume.
Timer running.
Timer is running again when I double tap.
Timer button to cancel the timer.
And then.
Tap to resume. 2 minutes, 25 seconds. Button to cancel the timer.
There you go. I canceled
three.
It.
3 minutes.
So it becomes a button. You can do that by your
VO timer.
Okay.
Double tap to open. Utilities folder.
Oops. Zap
VO. VO timer.
I must have just dumped out of that by accident. Oh, sorry.
VO. 0 seconds.
Okay. Now we're back to the timer. So that's one way of doing it. The other cool thing is you can use your voice command. There's five commands, so we'll go ahead and do that. What I would say to get the timer going, you would say the following. I'll be very quiet here for a second. Set a timer for 5 minutes. Set a timer for 5 minutes.
Four, 55.
There you go.
4 minutes, 55 seconds remaining.
So that's one way to do it. You tell them what you want it to do. If you want to pause it, you tell it to pause. So I'll give the command of pause timer. Pause timer.
Timer pause button to cancel the timer.
Okay, so you paused it. Sometimes it takes a few times to do it, and you have to be, and it takes several seconds before it recognizes your voice. So I'm going to go ahead and resume it. Resume timer. Resume timer.
Timer running.
Okay, there we went. Kind of odd. It has a hesitation of recognize your voice, and it has a delay to it, so it's kind of odd. But those are the three commands, or the two commands we did. I just showed you. I'm going to go ahead. Well, that's three I gave you, actually. Watch this. Remaining time. Remaining time.
4 minutes remaining.
That's 4 minutes remaining, so you can see what's remaining. And then you can implement another command. What time is it?
The time is now 8:25 p.m.
Okay. And then my last command is cancel timer. And then it cancels.
Five minutes.
So, as you just heard, I told it to set a timer for X number of minutes. I told you, and then you heard that I did a pause timer. And then I told it to resume timer. And then my next command that I issued was remaining time. And then I told it to tell me what time it is. And then the last command was the cancel timer. So those are all the things you can do with this app. It also senses you over the camera, on the front side of the camera. And as the time is ticking down, I noticed that make sure that it's laid flat on a table of some sort. So that way the camera is still for a minute. And then if I put my hand over the camera and then take it away, it will tell you what time is remaining. And if I put the hand over it again, it will pause the timer. And it does work very well. So those are the many things you can do with this timer. The only thing I can found, I'm going to go ahead here and turn this off.
Screen locked.
Is that it only does by minutes. So if you need something that's 1 minute and 30 seconds, you're not going to be able to do that. So it only does it by the minutes. Not sure why that is. It's kind of odd. So whenever you hit in the keypad itself, so if you put 10, it automatically puts it in for 10 minutes. So instead of 10 seconds, for example. So if I put 130, as you would in a microwave oven, for example, you would think that would be 1 minute and 30 seconds, but it does not. That would be 130 minutes. So that's one of the weird things about it, but just want to let you be aware of that. It only does it by minutes. The voice recognition does work, but you have to be patient with it. So it takes a little bit to recognize your voice, and then it does seem to find it, which is a nice feature if you're doing a hand-free environment that you want to use a timer. So that is VoTimer, and I just want to introduce that to you so you'd be able to hear it for yourself and see if it's worth the price for you to purchase, if that's something that you could use on a regular basis for yourself. So, yeah. Sorry, guys. So, anyway, that is the podcast. My name is Anonymous. It was good having you guys listen to another podcast of AppleViz. You can contact me for any comments, suggestions, and feedback at Thomas_Domville at Twitter. That's Thomas_Domville. It's D's and David, O-M's and Mary, V's and Victor, I-L-L-E. You can also email me at anonymouse@themickeyhouse.com. That's A-N-O-N-Y-M-O-U-S-C at themickeyhouse.com. All right, well, that's going to do for me for this podcast, and we'll see you again in another podcast real soon. Take care. God bless.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleViz. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleViz website at www.appleviz.com, where you can also contact the AppleViz team.